If you've ever had a mammogram, like many people, you have likely thought there has got to be a better way to do this. This is Lisa Berry, and joining us now on 89.1 WEMU is a University of Michigan Assistant Professor of Chemical Engineering and Biomedical Engineering, Greg Thurber. Welcome.
Thank you.
I understand you've been involved in some exciting research that could eventually do just that?
Yes, we are developing what I like to call a disease screening pill, where the idea is that we can deliver an imaging agent non-invasively in a pill to light up tumors that are particularly invasive that have to be removed, but we can identify those masses that are benign so that the patients don't need to undergo unnecessary follow-up.
And this has been proven to work in mice already?
Yes. So we used an animal model of breast cancer to do the proof of principle studies to show that after the pill is taken, it gets absorbed appropriately and reaches tumors effectively and then can be imaged. And the signal intensity we get is bright enough that it would be able to show up on a clinical length scale, meaning in human patients.
How does it work?
It's fairly simple. The idea is to chemically link a fluorescent dye, and this is a near-infrared fluorescent dye, so similar to a black light, but just a different wavelength. And for any of you who have taken a laser pointer, a red laser pointer, and put it up to your finger, you see the red light penetrates through the tissue much better than other wavelengths. And so we use this dye for detection, and that's chemically linked to a small molecule. In this case, it's a repurposed pharmaceutical drug that binds to specific molecules on the surface of breast cancer cells. And so the size of the molecule is appropriate that it can be absorbed into the bloodstream after you take it as a pill, and then it will go all throughout the body, bind to the cancer cells, get washed out of the system. It's actually cleared in the urine, and then you come in and shine light on the surface of the skin, and that penetrates enough where you can detect the fluorescent signal coming out.
There must be a lot of benefits to doing it this way.
Yes. So three of the main benefits that we're really focused on are safety, cost, and compliance. And so by that I mean if you deliver an agent like this intravenously, there's a low but still significant risk of complications where it's much safer to take something as a pill form. And you also don't need the medical personnel for an IV, and so that lowers the cost, and the imaging itself is a lot less expensive than other techniques like MRI. And, of course, the compliance is really the patient's willingness to undergo this procedure, and so it's much simpler to simply swallow a pill and come in the next day for the imaging as opposed to have a multiple-hour visit in a doctor's office or multiple visits to go in, have the IV, and then come back a day later. So it's already challenging to get the target screening rates for just a single visit with mammography, and so we want to make this as easy and convenient as possible to screen as many women as we can.
It would be more precise and more accurate than a mammogram?
Right. The studies we've done in mice, the targets we've selected, were chosen based on the fact that they were able to better identify tumors. And so the idea is that it will help the physician determine whether the tumor is cancerous, where it needs to be removed, or benign, where they don't need to remove it. And so it will avoid some of this unnecessary follow-up cost. But there are some patients where we think this will be just much better simply from detection, not only selecting the dangerous cancers, but many women with dense breast tissue have this double risk where they have a higher rate, a higher prevalence of breast cancer, but it's also much more difficult to detect these tumors from a mammogram because of the dense tissue. It gives a bright signal, and it's hard to detect tumors with mammography. So because our technique doesn't use the density of the tumor for identification, we think this would be a great population that could benefit from this approach for detecting these early stage cancers.
We're talking to Greg Thurber, a University of Michigan Assistant Professor of Chemical Engineering and Biomedical Engineering, about a new disease screening pill that they are doing research on and seeing some success. And is studying up for this interview, one of the things that I read was there a study out of Denmark last year showing about a third of breast cancer patients treated with surgery or chemotherapy have tumors that are benign or slow growing?
Yes, so there is a lot of cancers that are, or excuse me, a lot of tumors that are detected by mammography, but when we follow up with a biopsy or more invasive procedures, it turns out that they are benign and we don't need to treat them. And in fact, we've been doing mammography for decades now, and a lot of the studies, if you look at the decrease in the rate of cancers relative to the increase of the number of tumors detected from mammography, those rates don't line up. And so we're actually removing and treating more tumors than patients who die from the disease. So therefore, we know from epidemiology that we're over-diagnosing these patients. And so we need better ways of screening and identifying patients who ultimately need that treatment, and we can avoid over-treating and all the additional cost of treating patients who would never succumb to the disease.
And as I understand it, infrared breast exams are already available. Would this just enhance that, or would it be different?
There are currently no molecular imaging agents for near-infrared imaging of the breast tissue. And so by that, I mean there are no targeted molecules that bind to specific receptors in the breast. So there have been some studies done with just fluorescent dyes. However, the problem with these dyes is that they're very similar to an MRI contrast agent, where it's really telling you more about the physiology of the tissue, the blood flow, the vascular, the blood vessel density. And so you don't get the specific molecular information. And from decades of research in cancer biology, we know that cancer is really a molecular disease. So our view is that we need to go after these specific molecular targets in order to differentiate those cancers that need to be treated versus those that can safely be monitored over time without any treatment.
How close are you to this disease screening pill becoming a reality?
It's still several years off, and we've designed this agent using molecules that we are highly likely to be safe. But anytime you put something into a human, you have to go through certain steps such as safety and toxicity in multiple animal models. And so we're looking for partners in order to do some of the safety and efficacy studies in larger animal models before we then go into the clinic. So I would say conservatively, 5 years would be a good time frame if we're able to pair with the correct partners to push forward.
And could it eventually replace the notoriously uncomfortable mammogram?
I'm a little hesitant to say in the near term. I mean, ultimately, there's that possibility, but really we're not, right now, we're not at the stage where we're trying to replace mammograms. Right now, we would like to empower the physician to make the information they get more precise, and so they know which tumors to go after with treatment and those that they can safely monitor. We do have decades of experience with mammography, and mammography does save lives. So we're not at the point yet where we can replace this. But if the technology develops further and we gain that experience with the new technology, then ultimately this is something that could potentially replace mammography in the distant future.
All right, we're hanging on for that one. Greg Thurber is the University of Michigan Assistant Professor of Chemical Engineering and Biomedical Engineering. Thank you so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
All right, thank you very much for having me.